It's not my fault. I am trying the door. If you think you can do a better job at opening a locked door, then be my guest by all means, Captain. Well, I didn't realize that the door would lock us in when it closed behind us. Now, did I? Of course not. I might be a princess, but I'm not a complete buffoon. I don't want to be stuck in this cramped armor closet with you any more than you want to be in here and stuck with me. I hope one of your useless guards will come and find us during their next shift. I cannot abide being stuck in here, pressed up next to you as if we're packed in a can of sardines. I will hold you personally responsible if we have to sleep standing up in this wretched closet. What was I doing on the training grounds? No. I remember our swordsmanship lessons aren't until later in the week. Well, if you must know, there was a courtier who would not leave me alone, and I had to get away from that horrible pest of a man as quickly as I possibly could. And why? Why am I answering your questions? I don't have to answer you. I am the future queen. Who are you to question me? I understand. I am the sole heir to my late father. You don't need to remind me. I live it every day. You're right. I will be queen one day. But until I am crowned, I have every right to excuse myself from the blubbering sycophants at court who only want to bend my ear in order to gain favor for themselves. They don't see me. They just see the crown that I will wear. Yes, Captain, I understand. We all have our roles to play. Mine is to rule the kingdom. Yours, and I will remind you, Captain, is to serve at my pleasure and to protect the crown. The legacy of the king will live on during my reign. I am not powerless. And while you may not respect me as a woman in this position of power, you will respect my late father's wishes and show reverence to the crown. I am not squirming. Your armor is pressing against me. Oh. Now, what do we have here? That's not exactly your armor now, is it? I know exactly where I'm touching you. Yes. And why, pray tell, are you so hard right now, my faithful captain? No, I'm not gonna stop. Of course not. Not until you explain yourself. You can question me, but you can't give me answers? Your future queen demands an explanation. Now. Oh, is it because your body is so tightly pressed up against me that you just can't help yourself? Really? It was like this before? You expect me to believe that? It was like this before from what? Did you come into this closet to relieve yourself, Captain? Why is it my business? Oh, well, you can ask the questions, but you can't answer them, huh? You know, turnabout is fair play, Captain. Well, as your future queen, how my Captain of the Guard chooses to use his time will always be my business. Am I not correct, Captain? Can you feel me palming you through your pants? I want to show you how powerful I am and how powerful I can be. Well, I'm sorry you still think of me as a royal pain, but allow me to turn that pain into pleasure for you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll make it wetter for you. Is that better? Yes. I'm not just doing this to prove a point. I do want to please you. And I want to tell you how sorry I am that I was such a brat earlier. My hands are clumsy, you say? Well, I haven't had... I haven't had a lot of practice with this sort of thing. Benevolent princess? Well, thank you, Captain. I've never been with a man. You'll help me? All right. How hard? Like this? Tell me how I shall most please you, Captain. Do you like it when I grind up against you like this? I have an ache. Then I need you to address my darling. Toying with you? Of course not. I merely wish to show you my gratitude for your loyal service to the kingdom. You're right. I do watch you training the men. It's rather arousing, I must say. I know you've caught me staring. I just can't help myself. All those men and you and... Yes, I know you're watching me too. I've seen you. And I've seen the way you look at me. Well, I might be inexperienced, but I know what lust looks like when I see it in your eyes. May I go faster? Good. Oh, did I hit a nerve? Oh, you're absolutely throbbing in my small hands. I can't deny the ache I've always felt for you. Yes, I know I could have any man in this castle, but I want you. Because unlike every courtier vying for my time and affection, I know I can have your body anytime I command. But more than that, I want your heart, Captain. You make me feel wanted, and you make me feel like a woman. Like true royalty. Can you feel how wet I am, Captain? Grinding on your leg? I like it, yes. Oh, I like that you take the control away from me. I love that you are responsible for my pleasure. I fantasized about you slipping into my tower at night, taking me roughly in my bed while I finally give my body to you. Well, we are in this dark closet, and I suppose it did give me the confidence to do this. To turn around? Why? What are you doing lifting my skirts and roughly grabbing my hips with your hands? Oh, your hands, your big hands moving up to cup my breasts. No man has ever touched me there. No man has ever squeezed me. Oh. Yes, Captain. It feels good. It feels exquisite. Yes. Okay, please. Please take down my undergarments. Oh, I wish I could see you right now as well. Oh, you feel so hard against me. Oh. Oh. I can feel your cock slipping up through my thighs against my wet lips into my my clit. Yes. Thrust yourself between my thighs, Captain, please. Oh, please, I need to feel you. Yes, I wanted to show you how powerful I am. What? Don't come. But, oh, fine. Have me however you like. How does it feel knowing that the future queen is giving her body to you? Giving in to your desire? Oh, I've thought about it. I've imagined you spreading my legs and my womanhood apart on the throne with your mouth in front of all the would-be courtiers who would never please me the way that you do, the way a real man does. Well, all they see is a crown, and they miss me, the woman underneath, the real treasure. And you see me. You see me not merely as a crown, but as a woman with needs and desires. Oh, God's above, I'm close. Oh, Captain. Oh, the things you do to me. Oh, Captain. Oh, I don't have the words to. This is a punishment, you say? Oh, yes. I deserve this kind of punishment. Ah, yeah. I deserve to be taken by you however you want. To be teased with your cock. You can feel every drip, every ounce of heat and pulsing pleasure in my pussy right now. Oh, feeling that you're in control of me, and yet you still won't put yourself inside me. I want to come for you, just thinking about it as my ass slams into you over and over and over. Oh, how I want you to fill me, to take what is yours. Oh, I can't hold on much longer. Oh, please, I want to come, but not before you. I'm trembling all over. Can I come with you, Captain? I promise not a moment before if you tell me to. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm getting wetter. Oh, I can't hold back. Oh. Oh, Captain. My Captain. But I meant to show you how powerful I am. Yes, I realize it. You kind of turned the tables on me. Oh, I don't care. Oh, maybe I will later. But I don't care right now. Oh, you just, oh, you make me feel so good. Oh, yes, I know you're trying to prove a point. What? You're not just trying to prove a point? You really want me to? Really? Oh, Captain. Take me, Captain, please. I'm coming. Oh, Captain, yes. Got it all over the underside of my dress. Oh, gods, what came over us? You think I'm the competitive one? Shh. Did you hear that? Somebody's coming.
I hope this isn't over, Captain.
Yes. Thank every god in the cosmos. We're in here.